Hello, listeners, and welcome to the fifth instalment of the AFMS podcast. My name is Justin Leontini, and today I'm joined by Dr. Petronia Noguera, who is currently a research fellow at the Laboratory for Turbulence Research in Aerospace and Combustion at Monash. Petronia did a PhD at ITA in Brazil, and since then has worked with people at places like the Royal Institute of Technology in Sweden, or KTH, and now also spending time at Monash. So welcome, Petronia.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you for the introduction.
Oh, you're more than welcome. So you recently gave a talk to the Australasian Fluid Mechanics Society seminar series. Can you tell us what the topic of that seminar was and a little bit about your research in general?
Sure. So the topic of my research in general is basically, well, nowadays it's supersonic twin jet noise and ways in which they resonate. But I also work with single jets, mostly in the subsonic regime. And during my PhD, I also worked with wall-bonded flows like boundary layers and channel flows. And the common topic between all these kind of different flows that I mentioned are basically coherent structures, which are present in most turbulent flows of practical applications.
Right. So if I could jump in now, I guess we could summarize by saying you investigate very high-speed flows that are localized, like the jet of gas from a jet engine or the layer of air right near an aircraft wing. And that these flows, at least initially, look very turbulent and disordered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Because, well, if you consider turbulence in the classical way, you can consider it basically to be stochastic, chaotic, and very complicated. But still, if you look at the raw velocity fields, for example, using classic experiments such as fog and, I don't know, even PAV, this kind of stuff, we can identify some level of order. And that's very, very interesting, because that's kind of in contradiction with what people usually think, right? And these kind of structures can be extracted using from experimental data directly, or from simulations, high fidelity simulations, or even predicted directly from the Navier-Stokes equation. So that's actually very cool.
Right. So the Navier-Stokes equation, just to update anybody, is the balance of forces that we typically work with, the equation of motion of the fluid. And so you're saying in these high speed flows, so you're talking that just before about these between pairs of jets or wall bounded flows, in what kind of situations would you typically find such high speed flows?
Well, I have several of them. And the main application of jets in general is, well, aircrafts, right? And you can find them both civil aircraft and military aircraft. You can also find them in injectors, which may be applicable in several other industrial applications, right? And these other kind of flows, like channel flow and even boundary layers, they can be found like in the top of the wing in an aircraft or in the fuselage. And channel flows are basically, well, all these pipes that we see running across the country, well, they should have some turbulent pipe flows or turbulent channel flows, depending on the geometry of this channel, right?
Totally. Countries like Australia and Brazil, for that matter, that just need to transport stuff a long way are typically going to have lots of large, long pipelines. Now, to follow up, you said that the work you do is focused around identifying coherent structures in these turbulent flows, or to find some kind of order in the apparent chaos. Can you expand a little on what the purpose is of finding this order? What do you hope to be able to do once you know something about these flow structures?
In boundary layers or wall-bounded flows in general, we're usually interested in drag and how these structures affect drag and how these structures will affect, in the end, the energy loss that we have. So the main objective of these flows is to move flow from this point to this point with a minimum amount of energy, right? And the amount of energy should also be connected to the structures that are also supported by the flow. So if you try to mitigate these structures or try to change them in some way, we may be able to reduce the amount of energy that we have to apply to move these flows.
Right. And when we're talking about structures here, we're not talking about a physical solid structure in the flow, right? We're talking about some kind of shape of a vortex or some kind of shape of something else in the flow itself, right?
Exactly. It's not really something. It's like the way in which the flow organizes itself.
Right. The shapes around which the flow organizes. That's a great way to explain that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so for channel flows in general, that's the main objective. But jets, they're a little bit different because we're more interested about noise. So in aircraft, well, you know that they're very, very noisy, and that's bad for both the community around the airport and the people inside the cabin, right? So for the cabin, it's all right because we can apply some kind of liners inside the fuselage and, I don't know, apply some kind of insulation. But for the people around the airport, for example, it's very hard to do that.
Great. So, I mean, I find this really interesting, right? That the same approach that you're able to take to, say, understand structures that's going to allow you to minimize the drag in a pipe and minimize, say, the pumping costs of a very large pipe network are the same techniques that you're then able to go on and apply to being able to minimize the noise produced by a jet engine.
Yeah, that's very nice, right? So, and you can basically use both, techniques that extract these structures from experiments and techniques to predict these structures in the very same way. And they have the same names. So most of the techniques that we use are based on model analysis or some kind of analysis that allows us to extract these structures from turbulent flows in both cases. And the same kind of tools based on linearization of Navier-Stokes equations and everything else, or just rewriting the equations and trying to pull out some of the characteristics of these structures. They're applicable for both cases. And that's very nice.
Great. Thanks, Petronio. Look, I think this is also a great example of a crossover between engineering and applied maths that often happens in fluid mechanics. You know, you've got some fairly fundamental mathematics that can allow you to devise solutions to some really practical problems like pumping or noise reduction. I think that's really cool. While we're talking a little bit about crossover, can you tell us a bit about how you have found your way to this work?
Sure. So, well, I finished my bachelor's degree in 2015 in Brazil, and I graduated in aeronautic engineering. So I had a bunch of courses in structures, control, the usual stuff, right? But I was really fished into research 2 years before I graduated in my first aerodynamics course, which was given by my supervisor, like the guy that supervised me during my final year project, my master's and my PhD, which was Dr. Andrea Cavalieri. So it was very interesting to see how turbulence could really be organized in the end. That's what really got me in these kind of lectures. And as an undergrad, I started studying subsonic jet noise, and then I shifted to installation noise, or the noise that jets generate close to wings. And then for my PhD, we decided to diversify a little bit and study the mechanism of generation of other different structures in these jets, which are called streaks. So it's more focused, my PhD was more focused on classic fluid mechanics and less in acoustics. That's basically what I started doing.
Great, thanks, Petronio. So a journey from low speed to high speed aeronautics, and from Brazil all the way to Melbourne, Australia. That's great, thanks for sharing. And so I hope that sparked everybody's interest. If anybody's interested in seeing this work in more detail, you can see Petronio's seminar on their AFMS website at afms.org.au, where you can also see all of the seminars of our previous speakers. And of course, you can also contact us on Twitter. Remember the Twitter handle of FluidsANZ.
Yes. Thanks, Justin. Thanks, everyone, for listening.